This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we try to bring you a lot of really good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And this is a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via their website and the store on Cedar Lane. They have a lot of experts, they answer your questions, and they carry a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. This is also a reminder that they have a big sale going on through July 18th, 30% off Pathway nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. So please take advantage of the sale. Just another reminder that we're here every Sunday morning, and you can join Kevin next Sunday for his discussion on nutrition. And today's guest is going to be Dr. Todd Nelson, who's a naturopathic physician and doctor of science in holistic health. We will be talking about overcoming fatigue, depression, and anxiety through balancing neurotransmitters, the chemistry of energy, mood, and sleep. Now, just a few moments for news you can use. And this, of course, makes me very happy that the government, the FDA, is looking to ban trans fatty acids, hydrogenated fats. And we talk about this on the show a lot because I got my master's in nutrition from the University of Maryland, which is the top trans fatty acid researching unit in the world. And the world took their advice, their findings, a long time ago. The frustration I have is I've actually been lecturing on this since the early 1970s, yet all of our major health agencies, NIH, National Heart, Lung, Blood Institute, USDA, FDA, American Heart Association, American Dietetic Association, we can go on and on and on, all recommended hydrogenated oils, despite the fact that it was always understood that they were supersaturated mutant plastic fatty acids. And I have never understood where the biochemists were. This is not a new substance that they, you know, had to do a lot of testing on. This was well understood that they were plasticizing fat. And it's a shock that it has taken that long for the trans fats to be banned when they have not been allowed in other countries, not utilized, not permitted, or banned in other countries. And why we have waited so long is a conundrum to me. And the reason they're now banned is it's well understood that eating a diet that has trans fats is linked to higher body weight, heart disease, memory loss. It also increases infertility, and increases fetal death rate. It's extremely important that we get these out. So I don't want to congratulate the FDA, but I'm glad to see it happened. I'm saying, why did we wait so long? The actual experts who told us to consume trans fats, one of the researchers said, unfortunately, our advice was wrong. And because of our advice, hundreds of thousands of individuals went to their early deaths. We just didn't know that they were harmful until the late 80s. That is not true. We knew about it. They started paying attention, even though in the late 80s they knew. What year is this? 2015. Just appalling. Sorry, I don't usually complain much on this show, but I have found that an enigma. Let's talk about our guest, Dr. Todd Nelson. And we're honored to have Dr. Nelson on the show. He holds a naturopathic doctor and doctor of science in holistic health degrees, and he holds many advanced certificates in clinical nutrition, functional medicine, first-line therapy, and RAID personality assessment. And we'll have to ask him about that. He has been serving the Denver-Boulder area in clinical practice for over 33 years, integrating functional medicine testing, clinical nutrition, medical-grade dietary supplements, detoxification, fitness, herbal medicine, lifestyle counseling, stress, mastery, and life coaching. And he is a nationally known speaker, teacher, and author. So, Todd, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dana. Great to be with you.
And I think we have a very interesting topic, but on this show, we're free to deviate or wander wherever the discussion takes us. Our topic is overcoming fatigue, depression, and anxiety through balancing neurotransmitters, the chemistry of energy, mood, and sleep. Talk to us a little bit about the radio show that you have and also a little bit more about what you're doing in your practice.
Sure. Thanks, Dana. Yeah, I've been doing radio in the Colorado area for many years and, excuse me, hosting a show on Sunday mornings called Get Healthy. And we talk about everything related to health and everything related to lifestyle and health with the real intention of trying to help people both increase quality of life as well as try and prevent chronic illnesses. So, you know, a lot of people come into my office with many different problems. I have a very broad practice and a very large complaint, and I know many health professionals have, is fatigue and anxiety and depression and insomnia. And as you well know, typically the approaches to those things are just medication to alter symptoms, which, of course, in the short run might make some difference, but in the long run, there's lots of potential side effects, and possibly the medications can make the conditions worse. So as a naturopath, looking at functional medicine and trying to dig down and say, what is going on with this individual? What may be causing this problem? Because everybody has unique underlying causes to these kinds of symptoms. So if we have 30 people in a room that have fatigue, well, you know, one person it might be low thyroid function, another person it could be that their adrenal function is very low. So what we try to do is really uncover these underlying causes with some good functional medicine testing. So I've been doing this for a very long time with thousands of people. And the good news is this is getting simpler and simpler, and the research is getting better and better, and the outcomes are getting better and better clinically for people that are dealing with these things.
Well, that's good news. And I just also want to remind our listeners that you're a co-author of three books, The Arthritis Survival, Asthma Survival, and Headache Survival. And you've also written with Dr. Robert Ivker, who is a frequent guest on this show.
Dr. Ivker and I are great friends, and we've been practicing together in Colorado for about the last 5 years. We co-authored those books, looking at trying to help people overcome or prevent these chronic illnesses. Dr. Ivker is a best-selling author of Sinus Survival, which I'm sure you talk about a lot. In the other books, we're looking at lifestyle and holistic interventions to really prevent things like headaches, arthritis, and asthma, which are all inflammatory-based illnesses. We wrote those books in around 2001, and we've been talking about them ever since. We're about to do a revamp on them, put them into e-books, make them easier to access. But these are very chronic problems that many, many people have, and most people are not getting very good outcomes with. So we've been very committed to this for, he and I have been collaborating for about 25 years now. So we have more to come in the next year on those subjects.
Well, I'm very interested in your first-line therapy concept.
Yeah, first-line therapy is a nationally certified program for health professionals to address lots of different chronic illnesses. And it's a way of assessing and then addressing underlying causes of problems, particularly some of the biggest risk areas, Dana, in the country, like with metabolic syndrome. First-line therapy, you know, metabolic syndrome is affecting 1 in 3 Americans. It's typically, if you're getting high blood pressure, your blood sugar is climbing, your waistline's getting thicker, you may be pre-diabetic, possibly cholesterol is going up. These are some of the different risk factors for metabolic syndrome. And once you have it, you have about a 50% higher risk of dying of a heart attack or other inflammatory-based diseases like arthritis. Even things like cancer risk go up. So first-line therapy is a way of saying, okay, what's the first line of intervention with this kind of syndrome? And rather than, hey, let's throw you on a blood pressure medication, a high cholesterol drug, and a few other medications, the first line of intervention is to revamp the patient's diet, usually using a modified Mediterranean diet, and then looking at really proper personalized dietary supplementation that might help them utilize insulin better, naturally lower cholesterol, naturally lower weight, naturally lower blood pressure. And I always say this is a way of naturally lowering your numbers. We have to measure all those numbers in first-line therapy over time. So many patients in first-line therapy can reverse metabolic syndrome even as fast as 12 weeks. This has been well studied in 3 universities now. Very good data behind it. And it's really exciting for me as a practitioner to be able to see people quickly get over. Let's say they have a high blood sugar and their A1C and their blood is climbing. That's an indicator of prediabetes. Well, it's really exciting knowing that this person may be able to reverse that in 3 to 6 months if they're real committed and they get on a lifestyle program. Whereas, you know, if they're in the medical, you know, the medical track, typically it's just going to get worse and worse, and they're going to look at going on stronger and stronger medication to try and manage it. So it's a very exciting program.
Well, metabolic syndrome, I recall from many of the Metagenics conferences with Dr. Jeffrey Bland, and I do believe that is the first time I think the word was used, coined. It's a wonderful term, and it used to be called Syndrome X. Maybe you remember that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
X, and I liked that too. It was very descriptive. X meaning extra or excess weight, waistline, glucose, triglycerides, blood pressure, lipids. You know, it just took on the metabolic syndrome, which I think does probably sound more professional. And there's no question about it today in the traditional medical circles that metabolic syndrome exists.
Yeah, it's actually, I would say, Dana, it's the biggest health risk in America right now. And it's interesting, when I do talks on this locally and around the country, and I ask people in the audience to raise their hand if they've ever heard of it, more likely than not, only a few people in the public have even heard of it. So I find that it's not really, there's not much education going on out there through the medical profession to let people know and to screen people. It's happening more and more because it's recognized as such a big problem. But still, I would say the majority of people that have it don't know they have it, and they haven't been properly screened for it. So I know in our clinic and clinics around the country, we always screen for it if there's any potential risk. And, you know, if you catch it early, it's not a difficult syndrome to change so long as you're really committed to making some habit changes every day with what you're eating, how you're exercising, and then doing some really targeted, like, Metagenics supplements you mentioned, Dana, which I was on the Metagenics Customer Council Advisory Board for 3 years, and I know these products extremely well, and they're some of the first line of therapy I use to really start reversing the syndrome. They work very, very well.
Well, that's, you know, that is good to hear. And I wonder if the term is not utilized, metabolic syndrome, because people are identifying different portions of it. In other words, the high blood pressure is a condition, the weight, the elevated hemoglobin A1C. And I want to carry this conversation forward to the next segment. Right now, for those of you who have tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, and we are brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us, folks. We will be right back after this break with more interesting information from Dr. Todd Nelson.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA certified organic, non-GMO verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we really do try to bring you a lot of good information all about you and your health. I want to remind you that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health and expert advice on supplements. They have a sale going on through July 18th, 30% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning, so please tune in next week. Now, today, our guest is Dr. Todd Nelson, and he's a naturopathic doctor, doctor of science in holistic health, and we've been talking about all things nutritional lifestyle changes. We talked about metabolic syndrome that's common in 1 out of 3. It exists in 1 in 3 Americans. Those are horrible odds, and what metabolic syndrome is increased weight, increased waistline, increased glucose and hemoglobin A1C, one of the tests that suggests that someone is either pre-diabetic or diabetic, increased triglycerides, lipids, and blood pressure. So We were mentioning that the term is not that well understood, but people certainly do understand all of these pieces that together make up metabolic syndrome. So, Todd, let's keep talking about that.
Sure. Yeah. And I want to make sure we get some time on the neurotransmitter piece, too. It's interesting because they can dovetail.
Yes.
And, you know, in metabolic syndrome, most people, Dana, and I'm sure you've seen this, don't necessarily feel the syndrome. I mean, it can be a silent killer. It can sneak up on you like a snake in the grass. You don't know it's there, and suddenly you're bitten, and suddenly you start getting symptoms. And with metabolic syndrome, you know, your blood chemistries may be changing before you feel any symptomatic change. Okay. But, you know, some symptoms you might feel is some climbing blood pressure, for example. That can be a component of the syndrome. Now, you can also go into fatigability with the syndrome. It's very, very common. And a lot of people go, I'm not sure why I'm fatigued. Well, when your blood sugar starts fluctuating and you're not utilizing insulin correctly, in metabolic syndrome, you're sort of blunting against insulin, meaning you're getting resistant to insulin. The cells are not uptaking it and utilizing it efficiently. You're not utilizing glucose efficiently. And over time, that excess sugar starts becoming triglycerides, which is a fat in the blood. And the insulin is just less and less efficient over time, and this can lead to diabetes. Well, also, when the sugar starts going higher like that, it can start distorting these chemical messengers in our body that affect energy and mood, possibly even sleep. So a lot of people, they're gaining weight, their blood pressure is going up, their blood sugar's starting to go up, their blood fats are starting to go up, and then they just start feeling sluggish and fatigued, and they can't really function as well as they should be. Maybe mental acuity, clarity goes down. So it starts spreading out into the system, so to speak, chemically, and we start having all these repercussions like a snowball effect into general dysfunction. So that person may be upright and functioning and going to work and, you know, taking care of the kids and whatever, but not feeling very good. So you mentioned Dr. Jeffrey Bland. He calls people that are in that state sort of the walking wounded.
Yes, I was thinking of that right before you said it.
And then, you know, so part of our job in functional medicine is to say, okay, let's screen for the metabolic syndrome, and then we have very powerful, very well-researched tools to intervene on that process to resensitize cells to insulin and to get the sugar out of the diet, get the high glycemic, fast-burning, sugary foods out of the diet, get the right supplements in to wake up the cell membrane so that they can utilize glucose, utilize insulin. And we can say, okay, if you're not sleeping and you're feeling fatigued or you're feeling anxious, we can also measure your neurotransmitters, which are the chemistry or the messengers in the nervous system that govern mood, energy, and sleep. So there's a novel way of doing that just by a simple urine test where I have a patient collect a second morning urine, and that's all there is to it. And they send it to Neuroscience Lab in Wisconsin. I've used them for about 8 years and with a few hundred people. And that sort of fingerprints where your neurotransmitters at. So most people have heard of things like serotonin and dopamine, maybe epinephrine, norepinephrine. So it measures all the main neurotransmitters. And I find a lot of these people, it also measures adrenal hormones. A lot of these people are functioning with adrenal fatigue, underactivity of the adrenals, or maybe certain chemicals are not high enough to produce energy. Well, this happens when your blood sugar is way off. So all of these things are interrelated. It can be a very complex subject. We can go into more depth with it. But suffice it to say, the good news is we can measure it easily, and then we have safe interventions Primarily with supplements that have amino acids and vitamins in them and herbs that either dial up these neurotransmitters if they're too low or slope them off or cool them off, I like to say, if they're too high.
Very well said. And I like the approach. You're talking about balance. It's a balance between excitatory neurotransmitters and inhibitory or calming neurotransmitters. It's not that one is good and one is bad. A lot of people get that concept. And the balance is so essential. And the other factor I wanted to emphasize that you brought up is that all of these neurotransmitters depend on amino acids, vitamins, and minerals to function. So here's the critical piece.
Right. Yeah, so if you're eating, one of my old mentors, Dr. Bernard Jensen, used to say, if you're eating Aunt Jemima in the morning and you're finishing off with Oscar Mayer in the evening, you're probably, your neurotransmitters are going to be off because, you know, a lot of people are not eating the right kinds of protein frequently during the day. And, Dana, they're not always digesting their protein. And the amino acids from the protein, from their food, is the basis of creating neurotransmitters. And then they need things like B vitamins to be able to transform those amino acids into things like serotonin. You know, serotonin is sort of the happy molecule where we feel more resourceful and resilient and more able to kind of flow with things in our life and not get so overwhelmed. And a lot of people that I measure in the neuroscience testing, their serotonin is quite low. Well, part of that is they're not getting the nutrients to make it. And even worse, some of these people have what are called methylation problems. And now we can easily test that with a cheek swab to look at their genetics of methylation. This is a chemical process that happens in all cells. And it's critical to make things like serotonin and other neurotransmitters so you can maintain mood, maintain energy, and cope with stress. So it all begins with diet and the gut, like everything does.
That's right. The gut's the doorway. The gut is extremely important, and we don't give it enough accolades for the job it has to do.
Yeah, I call it the hub of the wheel, meaning everything revolves around the state of your gut. So, you know, even your gut bacteria, you know, I'm sure you talk about probiotics on a regular basis, but if you have a deficiency in good bacteria in the gut, it signals the nervous system, and those signals can go to the brain and alter your brain function. So as the old saying says, you can't have sweet thoughts with a sour stomach.
Oh, I like that.
Right? I mean, you know, if you're sick, I had a patient yesterday who has just tremendous allergies, environmental allergies. And, you know, when he has allergies, he gets extremely anxious and he can't sleep. Well, why is that? Well, typically when you're inflamed with allergies, you have a neurotransmitter called glutamate that surges. It's part of that fight-or-flight response. And, well, we have to treat him for the allergies, but we also have to reduce this glutamate so he can feel relaxed, so he can cope, and so he can go to sleep. So all these things are interrelated. And it's hard to keep it simple, Dana, but I'm doing my best.
Oh, you're doing a stellar job. This is complex, but we do try to talk about it in a practical manner because many professionals are not aware of a lot of the information you're providing. So, for those listeners who are professionals, I'm sure that they're gleaning quite a bit from what you have to tell us. And I like the discussing the excitatory glutamate type of neurotransmitter when that's high and inhibitory neurotransmitters, for instance, GABA, is low, people are going to have an excitable brain and an excitable bowel. Irritable brain, irritable bowel.
Well said.
Yeah, it's that bowel-brain connection is underrated.
Yeah, they're intimately related. And, I mean, you can alter somebody's gut bacteria and alter their mood, which is, you know, this stems from some experiments with mice. I mean, one experiment was they took adventurous mice and took their bowel bacteria and put it into timid mice who were not willing to explore, and they became adventurous.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So what happens is these bacteria put out chemicals that stimulate gut cells, and those gut cells in turn can do things like increase serotonin production. Serotonin, 90% of it, is made in our gut, in our belly brain, so to speak. So they're all very connected. So let's say people with irritable bowel syndrome, well, guess what? They really have a tendency to anxiety and depression.
So let's do this. We want to go further, much further into the neurotransmitters in the next segment. And for those of you who've tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. And we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. So stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's NeuroOptimizer comes to the rescue. NeuroOptimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. NeuroOptimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. NeuroOptimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Want to save money on vitamins, herbal remedies, and other healthcare needs? Then visit Village Green Apothecary during our big summer sale. Now through July 18th, you can save big on vitamins, herbal remedies, and other nutritional products. Save 30% on our popular top quality pathway brand. Save 25% on other supplements, and save 20% on body care products. At Village Green, we have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle. Stop by Village Green Apothecary's big summer sale, 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland, or shop online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, trying to bring you a lot of good information every Sunday morning at 10 AM. Now, today's guest is Todd Nelson. He's a naturopathic doctor, a doctor of science in holistic health, an author, has a radio show, and a clinician. He's been talking to us about a lot of nutrition topics, but we're focusing now on overcoming fatigue, depression, and anxiety through balancing neurotransmitters, the chemistry of energy, mood, and sleep. And we just talked about the neurotransmitters. They're in the gut and the brain. The gut is extremely important in our neurotransmitters. They depend on amino acids, vitamins, and minerals for development and function. And they can be excitatory or inhibitory. And the balance here is the word, balance, balance. So, Dr. Nelson, let's talk more about this.
Sure, Dana. The neurotransmitters are fluctuating a little bit every day depending on the stress we're under. There's many influences, infections, allergies, and mental emotional stress, inflammation. All these things can very much impact our neurotransmitter balance. Even nutritional imbalances or nutritional deficiencies can dramatically impact how well we're regulating these chemical messengers of sleep and energy and mood. And so, you know, let's take sleep, for example. there's many people with insomnia throughout the country. And, you know, typically medically, it's sort of an experiment. Hey, let's throw this drug at you like Ambien or Lunesta or something to try and get you to sleep. But there's no uncovering of what the cause might be of that insomnia or sleep disruption. And everybody is very different. So one of the things we can do when we measure the neurotransmitter balance is to say, what exactly is your sleep chemistry? So with a simple urine and saliva test, we can look at things like melatonin, all the neurotransmitters, adrenal cortisol. And, you know, for example, one person might not be sleeping because they have high glutamate. We mentioned that in the last segment, which is a real stimulatory neurotransmitter. But they might have low GABA, which is a really important sleep chemical and relaxer. Probably one of the most powerful relaxers we have. So that person might not be sleeping because they have high glutamate and low GABA. The next person might not be sleeping because they don't have enough melatonin or serotonin. Like some people I measure, they don't have enough of either. Well, you need that to initiate sleep and to achieve deep sleep and to sustain sleep. Then you can have other high excitatories like cortisol and epinephrine, which is adrenaline, going at night. I mean, I have patients who, you know, they're ready to clean house at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
You know why? These excitatory neurotransmitters want to get you up and move and elevate your respiratory rate and your heart rate and get your brain going. So every individual has a unique pattern. And this pattern we can now very simply measure. I'm really grateful for neuroscience for being able to do this at a very cost-effective rate to be able to say, okay, let's measure them because one person might need some melatonin and some serotonin support. They might need a supplement, for example, with 5-HTP, which is a precursor to serotonin. The next person may need something to take down glutamate. That might be NAC, N-acetylcysteine, and theanine, and maybe certain forms of GABA. So the practitioner within functional medicine has, you know, we have big tool bags, and we have to say, okay, now that I know your individual pattern, how do I intervene with something that's safe and hopefully corrective rather than just relieving the symptom? Hopefully over time their brain and their nervous system can function more effectively. And then we have to look even deeper than that of why did that happen to begin with? Well, if people are in chronic pain, it's well known that glutamate will elevate at night and cortisol will elevate at night. So we have many chronic pain patients who their stimulatory chemistry is high at night, trying to counter the pain and part of that fight or flight response. So, you know, patients like with PTSD, veterans, people that have survived abuse, those kinds of things. Typically, they have very high excitatory, stimulatory chemistry. And even though they try to relax and meditate and do therapy and all sorts of things, sometimes they just can't relax. They're really bound up with this charging energy. Because why? You know, they've learned to kind of watch their back. So these are really powerful interventions. I had one patient, Dana, who was having anxiety attacks every day, literally. And within 6 weeks, she was having maybe two a month just by altering her chemistry. So I could share many stories about this, but this is really leading-edge science in this field right now. We're still learning a lot about it, but at least we have some safe interventions that people can get results with fairly quickly without getting addicted to this stuff and without having a bunch of negative side effects.
You've described this so well. I like to talk about some of the causes, and you talked about high cortisol, epinephrine, adrenaline. These all go up with stress. You mentioned pain, and I think that is a forgotten topic about what, you know, its influence on these excitatory, stimulatory neurotransmitters and factors. And many people get into a rut. The body just, with any stress, starts to go in to this full stress response, and it gets it's a deeper and deeper rut. And so people have to spend a longer time getting over it, be very diligent about supporting the opposing, sort of supporting the calming aspects of neurotransmission, and do a lot of active work. It's not going to happen quickly. It can take time.
Well said, Dana. Yeah, you know, that is a really important point, because people have to, I always say, use conscious effort and chemistry, meaning the conscious effort is, hey, I'm going to try and meditate and pace myself and eat at regular times and go to bed at regular times. Maybe I need to do some therapy work of some sort to learn how to consciously relax. But some people are so gripped in their chemistry, this excitatory, stimulatory chemistry, they can't consciously relax. They cannot do it. So if we can intervene with some supplementation and dietary change, those things start to calm down, and then they can really practice their relaxation techniques. So they really go hand in hand, and yes, takes a lot of repetition. I mean, if you're coming out of a lot of stress, you know, I just had a patient who literally is a rocket scientist who, you know, is working 90 hours a week for a year on a rocket launch. Well, you know, that person is not sleeping, and she's having panic attacks. And if you look at her life circumstances, they're not too bad. But her chemistry has gotten locked on to this hyperstimulation. So what's the answer? Well, doing these targeted amino acid, vitamin, mineral, herb supplements, dietary and lifestyle changes to start shifting that around. So that may take months to really, you know, maybe within a week or two or three, that person could be feeling and functioning better. But to really go into correction, it might take 3 months to a year to get her back on track.
Oh, absolutely. And the importance, when you speak of diet, we were talking about a healthy, organic diet that is stable in glucose. And that glucose stability is ever so important, because when it rises too high and then drops too low, that dropping glucose drives people towards something else that will bring that glucose back up. And that includes getting stressed, losing the temper. And I've referred to it, and I've heard this for a long time, being addicted to your own adrenaline, because it rescues that low blood sugar, but it keeps you going on this, you know, up, down path.
Yeah, it's quite the roller coaster. And, you know, and also when people eat you know, high carb foods, you know, simple carb foods, say a donut or pastry or whatever, you get that surge of glucose, but and you also get a surge of serotonin temporarily, which is a way of sort of chemically managing your stress, meaning temporarily, momentarily, you feel better because the brain is satisfied with glucose. It's satisfied with some, your body's satisfied with some serotonin, but it quickly goes down, and then it leads to, hey, I need more. You know, it'll set you up for cravings, set you up for deficiencies. It doesn't create sustainable chemistry. So in the short run, people are self-medicating. You know, maybe they get to sleep, they're eating really sugary things and drinking wine and whatever just to knock themselves out. But there's nothing restorative going on at that point.
I like the term sustainable. So we're not only talking about the environment, we're talking about the way we take care of ourselves and our diet. And for those of you who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. And we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us, folks. We're going to talk more with Dr. Todd Nelson in our final segment. So our topic is overcoming fatigue, depression, and anxiety through balancing neurotransmitters, the chemistry of energy, mood, and sleep. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
If you have arthritis, everyday tasks can become a challenge. That's why more and more doctors are recommending Arthrobin, an all-natural medical food for the dietary management of osteoarthritis. It contains a combination of bioflavonoids, which work to reduce inflammation and joint deterioration, along with collagen peptides, which increase joint mobility, function, and repair. Arthrobin is not a drug and is virtually free of negative side effects. Look for Arthrobin by Designs for Health today, available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Multivitamins. That's right, certified organic, made with the highest quality standards, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilardi from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilardi provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilardi is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. And you can tune in next Sunday morning at 10 AM for Kevin's discussion on nutrition. Also, a reminder that Village Green has a sale going through July 18th, 30% off pathway products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. So please take advantage of it. Now, we've had an interesting conversation with Dr. Todd Nelson, a naturopath, naturopathic doctor, doctor of science in holistic health, and our topic has been overcoming fatigue, depression, and anxiety through balancing neurotransmitters, the chemistry of energy, mood, and sleep. We have talked about those interconnections. And what I'd like is, Dr. Nelson, if you could possibly summarize what we've tried to address with regard to the neurotransmitters, and also share how listeners can get in touch with you.
Sure, Dana. Really, a basic summary would be the neurotransmitters are the chemistry of communication in the nervous system, and there's excitatory or stimulatory, I call them the accelerator neurotransmitters, if you think of it as putting your foot on the gas. And then there's inhibitory or relaxation neurotransmitters, which is more like a foot on the brake. I mean, that's a simple way to look at it. And there has to be a balance between those two. We need relaxation chemistry to be able to maintain our composure, maintain our mood, maintain a positive outlook, be able to be sort of resilient and adaptable to stress. And we need the excitatory neurotransmitters for energy, for positive mood, to be able to mobilize and take action when we need to, even to access things like joy. It's really, really important to have our excitatory neurotransmitters balance. And also the last one is mental performance, to be able to focus, to be able to do cognitive skills well, to be able to organize, and to execute and follow through. So those are big things in people's lives. And these little chemicals, when they're high or low, can profoundly impact our mood, our feelings, our behavior, our ability to motivate, our ability to get up in the morning and tackle our day, and then our ability to wind down and go to sleep and sleep well and rejuvenate. So they're really powerful, and they're influenced by many, many things. Some of the main influences is, first and foremost, our gut function and how our gut is doing as far as digesting food and assimilating nutrients, because the basis of neurotransmitters is having the right nutrients. And also not be too toxic, have a good bacterial balance in our gut, because that influences the production or the recycling of these neurotransmitters. The next thing is inflammation, infection, allergies, all those things can either increase or decrease these neurotransmitters, which translates into energy, mood, and sleep quality. So, you know, when you're sick, typically your mood isn't very good, you know, because you're inflamed. And when you're inflamed, you kind of siphon off serotonin, the feel-good neurotransmitter, and you start getting these agitating neurotransmitters that go up, and you feel really uncomfortable. So the same is true with, let's say, day-to-day. We talked about metabolic syndrome earlier in the show. Metabolic syndrome has more inflammation associated to it and might be this background smoldering fire that you don't necessarily feel, but it's siphoning away serotonin. It's, you know, maybe siphoning away your GABA, and it's increasing things like glutamate and epinephrine, but it may be dumping your norepinephrine. So that's a mouthful. But that, you know, the sum total of that is you feel like crap.
Very simple.
you're not feeling good. You're not functioning well. So it can go all the way from, you know, day to day, hey, I'm just not feeling very well. I'm not functioning very well. I don't have much energy, to I feel horrible. I'm seriously depressed. I'm having anxiety attacks, and I'm not sleeping. So there's a spectrum of severity between mild imbalances to severe ones. So anywhere along that spectrum, we can, the good news is we can figure out what's going on, and we can intervene with natural things that are safe to start restoring balance over time. It's not an instant fix, like you said before, Dana. It's a slow, gradual, safe process, and it's got to be very individualized. So that's sort of a long-winded summary.
No, it's an excellent summary. I appreciate it. Give us your website for those who would like to look more at, for instance, some of the books you've written, have those available to them. What is the website contact?
It's www.tolwellness. T-O-L stands for Tree of Life. TOLwellness.com. And on there, I offer a free 15-minute consultation. I do this with people on the phone or Skype from coast to coast, and of course here locally in Colorado where I am. So please feel free to take a look.
Excellent, excellent. Just a few minutes on the types of products that can be helpful along with dietary changes and lifestyle in supporting balance in neurotransmitters.
You know, the first two things, Dana, without testing, anybody listening, I think, can experiment with probiotics, reimplanting good bacteria into the gut. Sometimes that alone can improve neurotransmitter balance and health. Some people need some digestive enzymes when they eat meals to fully break down their protein so that they could access amino acids, which are the basis of making these neurotransmitters. So if you have chronic digestive problems, doing some safe, maybe plant-based digestive enzymes with meals sometimes can make a huge difference, that and probiotics. And the third thing is B vitamins. We didn't talk a lot about this, but a lot of people have genetic problems with this chemical process called methylation. And methylation is B vitamin dependent. And this is a chemical process that is vital to making neurotransmitters and also to recycle them, okay, or to get rid of excess. And so some people have genetic alterations or mutations where they don't utilize things like folic acid or folate very well, or B12 or B6. These are really, really important. So if you do nothing else, take a multivitamin or a B-complex that has methylated Bs in the right forms. That alone can trigger on this chemical process to help you make neurotransmitters. And then lastly, fish oil is very vital for cell membrane sensitivity to neurotransmitters and for making them, as well as we talked about metabolic syndrome. It's for helping for insulin sensitivity. So those four things anybody listening can do safely. You're not going to hurt yourself with it. And then beyond that, you should probably get professional evaluation, especially if your symptoms are more pronounced. And, you know, seeing somebody who can do a neuroscience evaluation on the neurotransmitters is always the thing that I recommend. And then there's other functional medicine tests just in case, because there's many other factors that influence this balance.
What great advice. Thank you, Dr. Todd Nelson, for being on the show. We'll have you back for certain.
Oh, it is my pleasure, Dana.
And thank you, listeners, for joining us on The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. As our lives move forward, I am reminded that every day is a new day and every minute's a new minute. And that gives us many opportunities to make positive health-enhancing choices. So please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Hey, everybody. everybody. It's David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast, the D.C. area's one and only food and wine variety show.
Sunday, Mike McGarvey from Three Stars Brewery will be in studio. He's going to be playing guest host. Also, have you heard about Smokehouse Live? It's the new hot barbecue place out in Leesburg.
That's Foodie and the Beast this Sunday and every Sunday at 11 right here on 1500 AM.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, WTLP FM HD2 Braddock Heights Frederick, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics.
AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A